You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
So the Jets are moving on from Aaron Rodgers, apparently?
Boy, that didn't last long.
Boy.
Tell you what, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, though, I'm not upset about the fact that I just made tens of millions of dollars over the last 2 years and did nothing.
Right. Well, didn't even play last year, except four downs.
That's right. What? Blew out that Achilles.
Didn't even make it to the fourth down, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the Jets are moving on from Aaron Rodgers. Okay. You guys want to talk about that game last night?
Yeah. Let's break it down.
Nope. No, I do not. Not even a little bit.
Negative.
Researchers at the University of Western Australia found practices put in place to reduce employees presenting to work sick were more likely to be observed by women than they were by men. Men are more likely to go to work sick than women are, is basically what we're getting at here.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The study examined
That's so shocking to me. Because really? Men, to me...
The man flu.
Go to work and just whine about it to everybody.
Yeah.
We're still there.
Women are like, if I'm sick, I'm going to be sick. Scott's like, no, I'm going to make everyone else miserable around me.
I am martyring
that,
myself.
I don't have to be sick for that.
I'm a martyr, and I want you to know about it and support me.
I can't remember the last time I phoned in sick.
Okay, please don't say that out loud. Do not speak that into the universe. Because I feel like the second you say that, you know what I'm saying? Like, flu B is, my son has flu B, and there's some pneumonia going, there's a lot of stuff going around. So
I've never called in sick.
Ever?
Never.
Good for you, Sam.
You're still young, though.
It's been a long time since you and I don't even want to say it. I'm not even going to say it.
No, I mean, I stayed home sick in high school. Quite a few times.
Totally different.
I was
never
Were you really sick? Yeah,
totally different.
I was
different.
Never actually sick.
Totally
That's
different.
Didn't want to go to school that day. Kids don't do that. That's bad.
Okay.
It's not often, but I've called in sick because I've been sick.
I can't remember the last time I was sick. Like, really sick. You know, not just a little cold or something.
I think I was so scarred, honestly, from the one boss I had so many years ago that was so psychotically crazy about sick time that just stuck with me.
Is there anything redeemable about him?
No.
I'm not going to say his name on the air.
Looking back, there was not. At the age that I was, all those things, there was not. I mean, I've told this story before where I had a positive strep test and I was crying and I said to the doctor, I need you to write down that I have strep throat. And he said, well, I can't do that. That's not like, that's your information. And I go, you do not work for this man. I need proof. Yeah. Like, how crazy is that? If I called you and said, I've got strep throat, okay, I'll see you in 3 days when you're no longer contagious. Sure.
If you don't trust your employees enough for them to tell you, I'm not feeling well, I don't want to come in and get everybody else, you know, infected, I'm going to stay home. If you don't trust them enough to take their word for it, why do you have them as an employee?
I told you, we used to have a policy where if you didn't call in sick all year, not one time, you would get like an extra pay period at the end of the year, which...
Only encourages people to come in sick.
It sounded great, like initially, but then when you think about it, there would be people coming in on their deathbed, especially in like November and December.
Oh yeah,
like you're getting toward the end of that calendar, and you haven't had any, you've never gotten sick,
you're not taking
or
that
if you've gotten sick, it's been on a weekend or it's been on a vacation. Like people would come in with all kinds of transferable, communicable things to try to get to December 31st to get that extra pay period.
Well, but you know, when you keep hours in a weird profession like media, you know, you and I don't have weird hours, but when I was working the morning show for the morning news here on KMBZ back in the late 90s, early 2000s, if I was truly sick, and there was one time I can still remember where I was truly sick, it was almost impossible to find somebody who could take my shift on short notice.
Right.
Because it was 3 a.m. to noon.
Right. Good luck with that.
Was the shift. And so I remember one morning waking up and I was just, ugh, awful. Felt terrible. Drove into work, produced the morning show. I was literally puking into a trash can next to my desk.
You should not be to work when
spreading your germs everywhere.
Oh,
probably.
My gosh.
But definitely. I mean, the news doesn't write itself. Somebody had to come in.
Now, I did take a whole week of sick days during COVID, but I didn't want to take those sick days. In fact, I wanted to work and was told, you're staying home.
You cannot work with the vid.
Because you had COVID.
Well, because I had to get a negative test, and you guys remember how it was. Mm-hmm. You book a test, and it's like, yeah, we can get you in 4 days.
Right.
That doesn't help me get back to work tomorrow.
Right.
God, COVID.
Yeah.
By the way, does anybody ever get that anymore?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the last time somebody said, I've got COVID.
It is endemic. It is now just part of
part of what is out there.
I have a family member who, you know, has other illnesses that pop up, and every time they go to the doctor, they test for COVID. They test positive for COVID every single time and have for 4 years.
And never probably show symptoms.
Yeah.
Of all the things, like if you made a list of things I don't ever want to think about or talk about anymore, COVID is on the list. What happened this weekend is on that list.
Yep.
Like I think we just move on and we don't talk about it.
Okay. It's a hell of a game.
Gets GA going slower.
Seriously.
You know, we've only got a few more months and then the season starts up.
I want to talk about that every day, Sam.
Yeah, you do.
Iverson gets GA going slower.
7 months until preseason.
47 days until baseball starts.
Opening day.
Mm-hmm.